Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another Freedom Friday here in the Let's Rock Podcast. Just want to make sure you guys, if you're liking this content, make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe here on the page. Love to hear your feedback. What's been on my mind this week basically is, you know, I'm talking to our men right now this week, right? And for me, I'm speaking to our men is because I was talking to one of my good friends the other day, right? And I'm not saying, and I never want to imply that dating, relationships, or marriage are perfect. Nothing's perfect. Nothing's 100%, right? But I will say, right, and I'm going to equate this to finances, that I am in the enjoyment phase of marriage, right? And let me tell you why, right? Dating, relationships, and I'll even say the potential of getting married, because not everybody's on that page. It is work. It is hard work, right? You're trying to find that perfection, which doesn't exist. You're trying to find that right person, that perfect person, the way she looks, you know, doesn't exist, right? Trying to find that perfect personality of someone you feel like you can spend the rest of your life with, doesn't exist. Right. I say that because it took me 10 plus years, and I may be preaching to the choir, but who cares, right? It took me 10 plus years to get to the enjoyment phase of marriage. But what I'm seeing today from our men is that men are confused, men are clueless, men are directionless. Why? Because they're not sure who women are today. And the reason why they're not sure who women are today is because they're not willing to put in the work. The laziness, the lack of ambition, the lack of doing your homework, the lack of doing your background check on women is, in my opinion, I feel like it's a problem. It's an issue. To where who you date, who you decide to be in a relationship with, and if you decide, I call it potential marriage, defines you, represents you just as much as you represent her. You represent this commitment, this relationship, right? The issue is that men are understanding that women are today are picking or choosing to give men attention based off of solely what they want. They're looking out for themselves. The issue is that men, you're not looking out for yourselves. You're looking who's the hottest in the room, who looks the best, who talks the best, right? Nowadays, if she's making a certain type amount of money. The problem is, men, you're not looking out for yourselves. You're not doing your homework. You're not doing the work as far as like, yo, who is this person? How is this person treats other people? How is this person going to potentially treat me? Right? Where has she been? What has she been doing? Is she emotionally stable? Is she mentally stable? Is she spiritually stable? I'll even say spiritually stable needs to be first. Is she spiritually stable? Is she mentally stable? Is she emotionally stable? Why? Because we as men, right, speaking for myself, is that there are times where we got a lot on our mind outside of the relationship, outside of our woman. And how a woman can nurture and communicate and kind of navigate those waters are important. Why? Because that's what men need. Men are choosing women that are going to stress them out, they're going to pressure them, that are going to put them in a uncomfortable space where men have to shut down. Men have to can't be vulnerable. Men can't speak. Men don't have an outlet to you know, communicate. And what's the result of that? They step out on their relationships. They become confused. It gets to a point where you don't want to be in a relationship anymore. And a result of that is what's called now pick me women are revolting. Do you understand, men, that it's okay to choose a woman that's good for you? But don't fall for the facade. Don't fall for the games and tricks. Right? Investigate the long-term significance of a woman. Who she is. How she treats others. How is she going to treat you? What's her character like in situations that are outside of your relationship? How is she going to handle it? Does she fight fair? What's the respect level? Does she respect you? But no. You men are choosing women that need saving. Right? You're choosing women that you can save because why? It empowers you. It makes you feel like a man. It makes you feel like you've done something. But the problem is, women don't respect that. The issue is, the more and more you try to save her, the more and more she's going to want to take. I'm going to reference an old 3-6 Mafia reference, right? Don't save her unless she wants to be... Don't save her if she don't want to be saved. And men, you're trying to save her right now. You're trying to save women. When they're out in this world, they're saying how soft you are, how they don't respect you. You need to make a certain amount of money. And what you're doing, you're getting comfortable. Right? I had a reference this week. Right? Why save a woman who's drowning when she knows how to swim? Explain that to me. She's a grown woman, guys. She's got her own personality. She's got her own money. Hold women accountable. And if she's not on the timeline, or you guys are not on the same page, you guys aren't fighting fair, she's only in it for how much money you're making, she's only in it for what you're bringing to the table, she's not willing to bring anything to the table. So I ask you, men, what interests you in these type of women from the beginning? If you know from the beginning you have no plans to marry her, you have no indication of taking it a step further. You're leading with money. You're not doing your homework. What's the point? Why? I'm trying to understand that. Right? You men aren't doing your homework. You're choosing to be in multiple situationships, dating, relationships, and you're staying there. You're confused. You lose identity. You lose your identity. You don't know where to go. You're directionless. If that relationship doesn't work, you move on to the next one, and you're repeating the same things. And you're confused on the reason why another person that treated you the same way you were being treated, and you're still doing the same things. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Right? Do your background check. Free yourself. But I'll end it on this note. It's okay to disappoint someone else, but don't disappoint yourself. Free yourself. Do your homework. Choose the right woman. That's good for you. There is no perfection. Accept the 70%. Accept it. Right? You got a good woman, and she's treating you right. She's stable spiritually, emotionally, mentally. You guys are on the same page. You're communicating. I say kudos to you guys. But some of you guys out here, are stressed at home, stressed at work, try to figure it out. You're stepping out on your relationships. You're stepping out on your marriages because you're afraid to disappoint the other person. You're trying to save someone that clearly doesn't want to save themselves. Free yourself. I'm Philosophical from the Less Rob Podcast. Make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe down in the comments. Let me know, right? Make sure you guys follow us on the Less Rob Podcast. Anything you guys want me to talk about here on this Freedom Friday, send me a DM. Definitely email us, and we'll definitely talk about it here on the Less Rob Podcast. I'm out, y'all. Peace.